Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on
ABC
the Civic
News,
Media
I'm
app.
I'm Alexis Christophorus. Singer Tina Turner has died after a long illness. She was 83. The suspect charged with ramming a U-Haul into a barricade near the White House this week was ordered held without bond at a hearing today in federal court. The 19-year-old suspect did not enter a plea. Investigators say the suspect told them he wanted to kill the president and seize power. ABC's Pierre Thomas has more.
The suspect flew to Dulles Airport from St. Louis on a one-way ticket, arriving at 8 p.m. Monday, less than 2 hours before the attack. Overnight, Secret Service agents searched the young man's home looking for answers. They want to know if he's mentally unstable or a true-believing Nazi. And if so, who, if anyone, radicalized him?
Another round of talks today on a deal to raise the debt limit. But so far, the White House and Republicans are stuck over spending cuts in Uvalde, Texas. Church bells ringing out, marking 1 year after the Robb Elementary School shootings. This is ABC News. The leader of the Supreme Court broke his silence about ethics concerns plaguing the bench, as some Democrats call for a court ethics code.
In a rare public speech Tuesday, Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts addressing recent concerns about the integrity of the high court.
I am committed to making certain that we as a court adhere to the highest standards of conduct.
Roberts not mentioning Justice Clarence Thomas, who has come under fire from Senate Democrats amid reports from ProPublica alleging Thomas failed to properly disclose property deals and lavish vacations paid for by a friend who happens to be a billionaire Republican mega donor. Justin Finch, ABC News, Washington.
Police in Portugal continue to search a reservoir as they renew efforts to find Madeleine McCann, a British girl who went missing 16 years ago. She was 3 years old when she disappeared from a resort while on vacation with her parents. Alexis Christophorus, ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. The Milwaukee Bucks may be closer to signing a new head coach. ESPN reporting the team has interviewed 15 candidates and narrowed the choice down to three. Ex-Toronto coach Nick Nurse, Golden State Warriors assistant Kenny Atkinson, and Toronto Raptors assistant Adrian Griffin. The Phoenix Suns, Philadelphia 76ers, Toronto Raptors, and Detroit Pistons are all on the lookout for a new coach. Gas prices down nearly $1 compared to last year. That's good news if you'll be hitting the roads for the long Memorial Day weekend. AAA expects 800,000 Wisconsinites to head out of town, with the vast majority opting to drive. AAA booking data also shows airfares to top spots are up 40% from this time last year. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Did you know Broadfest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is 40 years old? Its history is pretty rich, too, when the grocery store-owning Metcalf family set up a brat tent in the store parking lot to sell brats to customers. By 2004, more than 180,000 brats were being sold in the parking lot. Okay, so now can you guess how many gallons of ketchup are needed for the brats every year? 30 gallons? 45? 74 gallons? The answer coming up. These days, the fest isn't just about the brats.
You know, we have a kid zone, we have a farm zone, we have a sports zone, just not really like anything else.
That's Michael Alexander, one of the organizers.
Roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends.
And more numbers. 4 million brats over 40 years, raising $2.5 million, supporting more than 120 nonprofits. And the amount of ketchup used? 74 gallons. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It
It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local civic media radio station.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. And we have two tickets left to the Brewer San Francisco Giants game tomorrow night, Thursday, 6:40 p.m. opening pitch. If you want them, when you call in, the first person who says they can use them among the callers will get them. But one thing, remember, when you're on the line with Calvin, you say you can use them. Don't hang up on him. Give him your contact info so he can get you the ticket. It's going to be a great game. And these are great seats, and it's a great ballpark. Heading into the Memorial Day weekend, it's a great time. Remember also, you can listen live to Milwaukee Brewer Baseball on the Oshkosh Air Support Station of Civic Media, 98.3 FM, 1100 AM. And also Richland Center, WRCE News, 107.7 FM, 1450 AM. All right. When I say that history is being made every second, every minute, every hour, every day, whether you're asleep or awake, I really mean it. And it really is being made right now. I'm going to start with the inside baseball on where we stand on the debt limit negotiations. There's always an update. And I'm going to tell you my take on where we are. Some extraordinarily disgusting things said by the Republicans. Not doesn't surprise me, but you'll love this one. You'll love this one. Matt Gaetz, Trafficker Gaetz, Trafficker Gaetz, Trafficker Gaetz. How did you get off? Your wingman squealed on you, Trafficker Gaetz, and somehow you got off. Well, Trafficker Gaetz is now, he's one of the hardcore on the extreme right, the Freedom Caucus. Here's what he just said. They asked him, what about this debt limit thing? What about some more negotiation? He said, quote, my conservative colleagues support limit, save, grow. By the way, limit, save, grow is the Orwellian name they gave to their death blow to the budget. In other words, we'll raise the debt limit for a year if you agree to undo everything Biden's done, soft infrastructure, hard infrastructure, cut Medicare, cut Medicaid, cut everything. That's what they call limit, save, grow. It's right out of George Orwell. Right out of George Orwell. Phrase in 1984, the novel, we're at war with Eurasia. We have always been at war with Eurasia. We're at peace with Eurasia. We're always at peace with Eurasia. This is the way these clowns in the Republican Party operate. Anyway, here's what the guy goes. Trafficker Gaetz goes, quote, my conservative colleagues support limit, save, grow, and they don't feel we should negotiate with our hostage, end quote. We don't feel we should negotiate with our hostage. What the heck? Who's the hostage? Biden? The American people? The budget? Our stature in the world? Your oath to support the Constitution? Which is the hostage? This guy has this less character. I've never seen less character in a human face than on Trafficker Gates. I really haven't. Take a good look at him next time, if you can stand it. Klein goes, quote, my conservative colleagues support limit, save, grow, and they don't feel we should negotiate with our hostage. When you start looking, you're a congressman, you've been sworn in, you took an oath to uphold the Constitution. This money has already been approved. It's been voted on by bipartisan coalition signed by the president. Much of it's been spent. Trump put $7.8 trillion on it. $7.8 trillion, 25% of the debt up to them. The national debt. And you're saying, well, now we need a second vote to say if we're going to honor the bonds that we issued and good faith investors paid money for. And you go, we don't feel we should negotiate with our hostage. Our hostage is America. And this is the guy that swore to uphold the Constitution. Let me tell you right now in the financial markets, you know, the markets react regardless of how you shade things, regardless of how you message them. One way the markets are reacting is demanding very high interest for our treasuries, which is useless interest we're paying over and above what we should be paying normally, because they know that the Republican Party is corrupt and may not approve honoring our bonds. But there's another thing that's happening too in the market. And that is major investors. I'm talking about major investors, tens, hundreds of millions of dollars, corporations, hedge funds, mutual funds. Now we're seeing a shift in their buying treasuries to buying bonds of the top corporations in this country. So you take a top corporation. Let's say you take IBM, something like that. IBM pays a dividend paying corp that never have defaulted. Never have reduced the dividend. They're still not as good historically as treasuries, because treasuries are backed by the full faith and credit of the United States, we thought, whereas the best corporation is subject to the vagaries of economic competition. But now we're seeing people not putting money into our treasuries and putting it into corporate bonds. Now, AAA, blue chip, no question about it. But they're not our treasuries. And when that happens, the government needs money. They have to borrow and pay higher interest. Higher interest. We lost our AAA rating in 2011, 12 years ago, because the Republicans defaulted briefly. 2011. And we never got it back. We're AA now. You know how much money we've paid in interest unnecessarily because of these machinations, because of these tricks by Republicans? They yield nothing except headlines, and somehow they pander to their base, that kind of thing. And that's what's happened. Well, here is a deep dive in what I think is happening. Democrats, they don't say this publicly, but they're saying it privately, are thinking that Biden should be much more aggressive in his messaging on this. Biden yet let Janet Yellen say that the 14th Amendment is not really an option, that it'd be tied up in litigation, that somehow we can't use it. And Biden himself has started to say that. Now, if he ends up having to use the 14th Amendment, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. President of the United States should be up there and say, look, I'm not going to let the full faith and credit of the United States be called into question. Abraham Lincoln wouldn't. He didn't. And he didn't have a 14th Amendment because it was passed 3 years after he was assassinated. I think what's really going on, somebody made a very, very smart comment, is that all the people in the Democratic Party are saying, hey, look, Joe, start pushing the 14th Amendment. Don't be saying, and don't let Yellen script Yellen. Don't let her say anything you don't want her to say. And you may have to do the 14th Amendment. Even Josh Hawley, one of the sneakiest, worst members of the United States Senate, said, if I were Biden, I'd use the 14th Amendment, but it's not in my interest to tell him that. You know, not in his interest to tell him that. What do you mean his interest? His interest should be the Constitution and the good of the American people. And the clown Gates, instead of looking on America as his hostage, should be looking on America as the reason he's in Congress. But I think what may be going on here under the surface, because remember something. McCarthy said, we have got to do a deal by tonight. Tonight's Wednesday. Why Wednesday? Because tomorrow, the whole Congress takes a break for a week. They fly Memorial Day so they can prowl around in parades. Even the Treason Caucus, they'll go around in parades, even though they're costing us money by threatening to shut down our government, enough money to buy a pair of nuclear submarines, stand up to the commie Chinese, but they'll go in Memorial Day parades, and they'll boast about the bridges that they brought back to their districts, paid for by hard infrastructure that they're now trying to bust. That's going on. What I think is going to happen is that Biden and McCarthy, when they met, and I'm hoping this is the case, and I'm hoping if it is the case, that Biden can trust McCarthy, at least to this extent, that McCarthy ultimately will agree to a deal. Biden's already given him the outline of it. We'll freeze spending for the next 2 years. It's a 5% cut each year. We'll freeze spending. In return, McCarthy will endorse the deal, and he will not be able to get enough Republicans to pass the deal. So when he can't get enough Republicans to pass the deal, how many does he need? There are 222 Republicans. He has to at least have a majority, or he's going to be in very tough shape in his party. Can he get 111 or 12 or 13? I think he can. And then he's going to go to Joe and Jeffries and say, I'm going to need 105 out of the Democratic caucus. In the Democratic Party, 101 of them are in the Progressive caucus, and they're moaning and groaning. I think Biden can strong arm him. This may end up looking like a bipartisan vote, and that may be why Biden is downplaying the need to do the 14th Amendment. McCarthy, if he's smart in this deal, would tell the House, you can go home from Memorial Day and prowl around, but you are on call to come back in 24 hours to vote, because you can't vote remotely on this. That is what I see potentially happening. That is why Biden is downplaying the need for the 14th Amendment. And what will the result of that be? It'll be an extension of the debt limit. It'll be a freeze in spending for the next 12 and maybe 24 months. And by freeze, I don't mean freeze spending. What I mean is there'll be no increases, which probably the House wouldn't pass anyway because they have the majority. There's a very complicated game of three-dimensional chess going on. And Joe is a master at doing it. That's my read. We'll see if I'm right. The clown McCarthy tonight has said tonight is the deadline because they're going away for a week. We're coming to a break. I see you on the line. Do not hang up. That's an order. Don't hang up. I want you on the lines. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Back right after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Cut you down. Tell him.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Here's what's going on around the area. Stop and see the spring blooms at the garden. The Green Bay Botanical Gardens want you to see all the blooms throughout the gardens, 350,000 of them, in fact. They await you now through May 31st. On May 27th through the 29th, celebrate to pier at Voyager Park. There'll be music, food, kids area, and of course, fireworks. And don't forget the Memorial Day Parade, all happening in De Pere. And on May 27th, the Green Bay Farmers Market takes place in downtown Green Bay. Visitors can experience a host of fresh, locally grown produce. It's all going on from 9 until 11:30 a.m. If you have an event you'd like us to tell others about, we'd love to help you out. Email it to info@civicmedia.us. We are the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear skies and quiet tonight with lows around 39. Northeasterly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Sunny skies. Tomorrow, highs level off around 63. Mainly clear. Tomorrow night, lows around 41. Turning warmer Friday and Saturday, with highs from the low 70s to the mid 70s. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 39 tonight. High of 63 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 60.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Now we go right to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. Gene, what's in your mind today?
Hi, Matt. Another day, another high roll. I have to tell you, you know, those Republicans are unbelievable. I mean, I just can't believe this. You know, here we are with a debt situation, and they're out trying to raise funds, auctioning off Speaker McCarthy's used lip balm for $100,000 instead of doing their goddamn job. it's like nauseating, and it's like, when are people going to wake up? They need to wake up. They can't listen. They need to start listening to the show. They need to start even researching on their own, because there's plenty of documents out there at what these guys do. And in addition to that, you know, when you mentioned that about not buying our bonds, but start buying in company type bonds,
right?
Does that mean the money goes more toward corporations than it does back to our government?
Well, no, yeah, but not in the corporation bottom line. Here's the deal. The big corporations like IBM, let's say IBM, Google, whatever, occasionally they want to do a capital improvement or an expenditure. And they don't want to take it out of, they borrow this money. And what they do is they issue bonds. And the bonds are, say, a one-year bond, 10-year bond with a certain interest rate. Now, in the past, they're safe, but you know something, could something bad happen to a company? Sure. But everybody knew that if you bought a U.S. Treasury bond, it was rock solid. The Chinese own $1 trillion of our treasuries. The Chinese. Most foreign governments own a lot of our paper. And they don't get a lot of interest historically, like 1%, 1.5%. But they know it's safe. It's you can take it to the bank, in the old, which nowadays is an unfortunate phrase. But, you know, you can rely on it. What I'm telling you is that right now, people are beginning to think they cannot rely on the U.S. government, because the Republican Party is crooked and a treason caucus that would stick a knife in our country. So what are some of them are doing are going, okay, well, yeah, they're paying 5%, the U.S. is, on our 90-day treasuries, but I can get a 90-day bond from IBM or whatever, and maybe it'll pay that same amount or a little less. But I have a better chance of being paid on the bond by IBM than I do by the U.S. government. That is disgusting. That is disgusting. And not only is it disgusting, I'm going to give you two guys, and you think about this, Trafficker Gates, this Matt Gates, Who in God's name says my conservative colleagues don't see any point in negotiating with our hostage? I've never heard a member of Congress describe America as his hostage or a president as his hostage. And secondly, you have this guy, Josh Hawley in Missouri, who's a really despicable individual. And Josh Hawley goes, listen, I invoke the 14th Amendment. I'd tell Biden that, but, quote, it's not in my interest. When you have two Republicans, one in the Senate, one in the House, saying they look on the country or the president as their hostage, and that it's not in his interest to do something for the benefit of the United States, that's treason. That's treason. That's treason, and it's crept into the Congress. Gene, thanks a lot for calling. I always enjoy your calls. I appreciate it. We'll go to another topic right now. I'm going to talk about Donald Trump's criminal exposure, a couple of developments. One, in the Bragg case, Alvin Bragg in Manhattan, was it 34 counts, felony counts of fraud? There was an appearance before the court by Zoom, and he set Donald Trump's trial date. It's a felony case. He can go to jail for this. March 25th, he said it'll take several weeks. In other words, it'll take the last week in March and probably 2 or 3 weeks in April. It's obviously right in the middle of the primary season. One of the problems with bringing prosecutions as late in the game as this is it starts to bump into the presidential season. It would have been better if Bragg had brought this a year ago, but better late than never. Better late than never. And the judge, he's a no-nonsense guy. He said to Trump, Trump appeared by Zoom and was glowering. You know, he had flags behind him and he wore his red tie and he's glowering. And the judge goes, and you better cancel all your other obligations and be here at that trial. 34 counts. He also said, if you are going to look at evidence, if your lawyers want to look at evidence from depositions, from anything of that nature, documents that you get from the government, you can only look at those documents in your lawyer's office. You can't have copies of them, and you cannot post them or take a picture of them, put them on Truth Social or Twitter. Because what he's done in the past, Trump, as you know, has been to criticize and run down and denigrate the evidence of the government against him, trying to gin up the mob, gin up the mob. Trump also, by the way, had posted threats against the judge, his wife, and his daughter. Now, let me tell you something. If a drug dealer in Wisconsin were arrested and did that, he'd be in jail immediately. And he should be in jail immediately. Trump should be in jail immediately. The judge said he doesn't want him commenting on the case. And he didn't say, don't attack my wife and daughter. But I can tell you this. Remember that Trump said that Hillary Clinton should be taken care of by the Second Amendment people and her bodyguard should be disarmed? If you start saying stuff like that about a federal, this is a state judge, but a judge in your case, at some point the judge has to put you in jail and he should put him in jail. The second thing, the second development, good development, I think it's potentially a good development. The Trump lawyers have requested a meeting with the Department of Justice lawyers, Jack Smith, because they're afraid that Trump will be indicted for stealing classified documents. So I'm going to get to that a little bit after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Alexis Christophorus. Singer Tina Turner has died after a long illness. She was 83. The suspect charged with ramming a U-Haul into a barricade near the White House this week was ordered held without bond at a hearing today in federal court. The 19-year-old suspect did not enter a plea. Investigators say the suspect told them he wanted to kill the president and seize power. ABC's Pierre Thomas has more.
The suspect flew to Dulles Airport from St. Louis on a one-way ticket, arriving at 8 p.m. Monday, less than 2 hours before the attack. Overnight, Secret Service agents searched the young man's home looking for answers. They want to know if he's mentally unstable or a true-believing Nazi. And if so, who, if anyone, radicalized him?
Another round of talks today on a deal to raise the debt limit. But so far, the White House and Republicans are stuck over spending cuts in Uvalde, Texas. Church bells ringing out, marking 1 year after the Robb Elementary School shootings. This is ABC News.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Milwaukee leaders are urging state senators for local control to solve their budget problems. At a Senate committee hearing yesterday, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley described a dire situation.
We will have to make over $100 million in cuts to provide the same level of service that we do now, after already cutting approximately $300 million already in the past decade.
For now, the shared revenue bill requires Milwaukee and Milwaukee County to hold referendums to increase local sales taxes. Meanwhile, Madison leaders say they're not getting enough shared revenue under the bill. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway tells the Cap Times an increase of a little more than $2.5 million a year isn't enough. In sports, the Brewers blanked Houston last night 6-0. The rubber match is this afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, such as the inability to pay rent, utilities, or receive other life-sustaining services. And once again, you're called upon by family to serve and protect. We want you to know we are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's not easy to ask for a hand up, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS-VRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling us your mind today, Mark.
Well, excuse me. Matt Gaetz, I mean, that him talking about the hostage-taking situation is just disgusting. Now, I think I might have to call him, his office up, and tell him what I think of him, because he is just a piece of work should actually be in jail. That, the drunk driving convictions that he's alluded, and I think the sex with a minor that he alluded, that is just, disgusting. That actually, excuse me, that he hasn't been condemned on that, for saying that.
Yeah, I agree. But I'll tell you what, and this is the direct quote from this guy. He goes, and basically, my conservative colleagues do not support negotiating with our hostage. That's what he said, our hostage. And this guy, Hawley from Missouri, goes, Yeah, I mean, if I were Biden, I'd do the 14th Amendment. I could advise him that, but, quote, it's not in my interest, end quote. In other words, what the Republicans are going to try to do is trap Biden. If he invokes the 14th Amendment, they're going to say it's unconstitutional, take it to the Supreme Court to hurt the country. And then 5-4, with the corrupt, on-the-take judge Clarence Thomas, who's done this in three other big cases. He did it in Shelby v. Moore, that got rid of most of the Voting Rights Act. He got rid of it. He did it in Citizens United. He did it in Dobbs. And the clown will then go, oh, no, it's unconstitutional. You have to bankrupt the country. Let the Chinese go into Taiwan. And, you know, and yeah, Joe can be Abraham Lincoln. But remember something. Abraham Lincoln had absolute unanimity in the North, at least when he was initially taking on the slavery. But the South was against him, and it was a war with bayonets. We don't want that. Joe is a sly fox in a good way. He's very, very experienced, very smart. He'll take care of business. But what kills me is a Republican Party. Somebody voted for these guys. 800,000 people in Florida, a majority, voted for Gates, who would say that because he thinks that they like it and they'll vote for him again. What? In Missouri, millions of people voted for Hawley. Because what? They think that they like a guy who says it's not my interest to solve the debt problem? That is sick. There is a sickness. It's basically the Trump base in this country. And it is beyond reach. It's essential that Trump lose this race. Because if he ever gets back in, he'll slowly destroy the country. And even Putin has alluded. Somebody asked him, what's your plan to win the Ukraine war? And he said it goes through the American presidency, i.e. he's supporting Trump. This is very serious, very, very serious. Mark, thanks a lot for calling. And I want to get back to what I was just saying about Trump's lawyers wanting to meet with Merrick Garland's lawyers, Jack Smith and the others. In criminal law, when the target defendant's lawyers ask proactively for a meeting with the prosecutor, in my experience, that has always signified that they're worried that there may be charges, that they're going to try to argue for there not to be a prosecution, and they think they better intervene now or there will be charges. And that's what's going on here. And a second signal out of that is Jack Smith has now subpoenaed Trump's foreign business deals, some of them predating his presidency. These are grand jury subpoenas. When I say Jack Smith or Garland subpoena them, they do it through the grand jury, grand jury subpoenas. They can issue a grand jury subpoena. What the theory that they are looking at, what they're trying to investigate, did Trump steal these documents to, in effect, monetize them and give them to another government or a private state-involved corporation that would take care of some of his debts? If he did that, that is treason, pure and simple. Selling documents that are classified is treason. And some of the documents he stole had to do with China, had to do with France for some reason, Macron personally, and it had to do with the nuclear capabilities of at least one country in this world that we got through info through the CIA. Now, one of the things that's long puzzled me is, all right, you leave, you have some classified documents. Both Pence and Biden, when they realized it, they turned themselves in. Come get them. Trump not only didn't turn himself in, but he lied about it several times, said they weren't there. They were like newspaper articles that had been misidentified. Then when there's a subpoena, the lawyers that he employed lied and said that they turned over everything. He engineered removing documents before the subpoena could be executed. There's a search warrant executed by the FBI in Mar-a-Lago. They found more documents, but he had loaded some documents on a private jet to Bedminster in New Jersey, and he was involved in doing that. Why did he want it so bad? Usually, if you're hiding something and the other side knows you got it and you don't care, you say, fine, here they are. Why do you lie about it, move it in a jet, and insist on holding on to it? Why do you do that? The thing that obviously occurs to me is because you want to use it somehow. How does Trump now use some info on China, on France, on Macron, and also on the nuclear capabilities of a country unnamed, and we don't know which one it is, unless he wants someone else to see it? There has been testimony to the grand jury that he showed classified maps to some of his donors. That in itself is treason. It's sedition. It's spying. That in itself is espionage. That in itself is a violation of the Espionage Act. These donors give him money, and he is showing them maps that are classified. But obviously, it's stronger and has more jury appeal if he also is sharing them with China, with the Russians, with somebody else. And just so you know, his lawyers have now proactively approached Garland's office says he wants to talk to them. They want to talk to Garland. I doubt that Garland will talk to him, but one of his subordinates, and try to give them the reason why they should not prosecute. And we're going to stand by on that one because I got news for you. Here's my own gut instinct. This Manhattan prosecution is all well and good, but ultimately it comes down to money that Trump paid out of his own pocket to Stormy Daniels. And what he did was he put it on the books and records as something it wasn't. But, you know, a lot of juries may look at that and go, well, okay. But if he showed classified documents to donors, but especially to foreign governments and companies, that's espionage. A lot of authority on that. And they are deathly afraid of that. We're going back to the lines. Karina Milwaukee, my friend, thanks for calling. Karina, what's in your mind today?
Well, I'll tell you what Russians are saying about the whole Macron situation and the Trump. If you look back, you can see that the France was tied up to the Minsk contract between Ukraine, and they were supposed to be the observant party, and that's why it was some shit going on. Between Macron and Putin and Trump. So basically, what Russians are saying that the Trump was supplying the paperwork for Putin to control Macron in a Minsk contract or Minsk whatever they did a couple times before the war started. So that's what they're saying. I don't know if it's true or not. And about the Trump, I truly believe that he's a compulsive liar. And because that he's not a very smart man, he probably tells his lawyer to say what I told you to say because I pay you. And this is not a smart thing to do, as you know, to do it with lawyers, because they already know what to say to protect you. You don't need to tell them. You don't need to write the script for them. So, and thank you so much for your time and letting me, pronounce my
right.
my wrong.
Yeah, thank you. Karina, you shared with us last time. Well, Karina's gone off the line, but Karina shared with us last time that she is Russian. She's from Russia. She's here in Milwaukee, and we certainly welcome her to the country. But when she says that's what Russians are talking about, I'm sure she has relatives and friends back there, and it's kind of an interesting pipeline to have back, kind of interesting pipeline. Anyway, the fact that they want to talk The fact that the Trump lawyers want to talk with Garland shows that they're concerned, and they should be concerned. One of the most extraordinary statements that came out in the last day or so, and I couldn't believe it, John Roberts, the Chief Justice, I used to think very highly of him. Now, remember, his wife got $10.5 million from some major law firms to tell them they should hire good lawyers. Gorsuch got $500,000 in gain for selling a crummy fishing cottage, not in a prestigious area of Colorado, that he couldn't sell for 2 years. And of course, we all know about Clarence Thomas. But Roberts comes out with this statement. It's unbelievable. At a dinner he was at, quote, "We as a court, as a Supreme Court, we as a court adhere to the highest standards of ethical conduct," end quote. He said it with a straight face. "We as a court adhere to the highest standards of ethical conduct." Well, Roberts, give back the $10.5 million. Gorsuch, give back the $500,000. Clarence Thomas, take out a loan and start paying Harlan Crow back. You may want to buy another Hitler painting. You may not want to buy another Stalin or Pol Pot statue for his backyard. No one believes Roberts, and no one believes the Supreme Court. Marquette poll just released. They showed a continuity of polling on the Supreme Court. Usually when you see one of these Marquette polls, and they're really great, Marquette polls are accurate and they are very respected nationally. In a poll taken in a week in September of 2020, okay? So that's what, 3 years ago almost? From September 8 to September 15, 2020, 66% of the people in this country approved of the Supreme Court and what they were doing. 33% of them disapproved. So it's 2-to-1 approval. Fast forward to just now, a week ago, from May 8th to the 18th, and the 18th was a week ago Thursday, a week ago tomorrow. 41% approved of the Supreme Court, 59% disapproved. Drop of 25 points. At 25 points, people in that time period have realized that there are people on the Supreme Court who are taking money, and it's affecting their opinions. And what is most disgusting about it, if I had to name the three most consequential and bad opinions of the last decade, I'd say Shelby v. Moore, which gutted the Voting Rights Act, leading to gerrymanders. And that was 5-4 with Clarence Thomas in the lead. Citizens United, 5-4, opened up dark money and black money. And then you had Dobbs, 5-4, getting rid of Roe v. Wade. That's what happened with the money that went to the Supreme Court. They are not a court that adhered to the fire standards of ethical conduct. They're a court that is injuring the United States. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear skies and quiet tonight with lows around 39. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Sunny skies. Tomorrow, highs level off around 63. Mainly clear. Tomorrow night, lows around 41. Turning warmer Friday and Saturday, with highs from the low 70s to the mid-70s. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 39 tonight. High of 63 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 60.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown and accept.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'll take you in order. Do not hang up. Start with Brian of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Brian. What's in your mind today?
Hey, so, you know, in regards to, we've been talking about the debt ceiling stuff that is a problem every single year now. We see a different stuff that's happening in, you know, Tennessee, Texas, Florida, what DeSantis is doing out there. It really does feel like everything's on the line with this next presidential election. You know, if Trump wins, we might not be able to come back. But, you know, historically, we had, you know, the civil rights movement. We had abortion clinics getting bombed at one point. Is it really that things are that much worse right now, or is this what America truly is? And, you know, we just trick ourselves in our few little peaceful moments that we're something better.
That is a profound question and an excellent point. And let me tell you, I'm very bullish on America. We are the greatest country that ever existed, not just militarily and economically, but our values, our constitution, and our, frankly, innate democracy, liberal democracy. So you're absolutely right. Things were a lot worse in 1861. If you were Abraham Lincoln, how would you have felt? Things were a lot worse in 1941. How would you have felt if you were Franklin Roosevelt? And things were worse in the 60s. There were three assassinations in less than 5 years, three. Jack Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, and Martin Luther King. All hell broke loose, civil rights and everything else. Absolutely, it's been worse in the past. And people are on to Trump. I mean, I know he has a base and all that, but it's not a majority base. People are on to Trump. And I have faith in Joe Biden. Joe Biden's not perfect, but he has a great phrase. He goes, don't compare me to the Almighty, compare me to the guy running against me. And that's a good phrase. And we're going to come out of this just fine. We're going to come out of this just fine. But to answer your question, the reason why I'm as impassioned as I am is wherever you are in your nation's history, whether it's 1860, how about George Washington, for Pete's sake? He didn't even know that he was going to have a country. And if the British had caught him, they would have executed him. Things can be a lot worse. 1776. 1861, 1941, the 1960s. This is a piece of cake compared to that. We're going to win. We're going to win, Brian. We are going to win. Take it to the bank. But I will tell you something. It requires patriots every minute of the day standing tall and telling the truth. That's what we're doing. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Oh, good afternoon, Matt. Great show. I guess you just about covered it all there. And I guess the only thing I'll add is, please, Republican Party, come to your senses and pay our bills. And everything else you kind of covered, I forgot about some of that stuff. So thanks, Matt. Have a great day.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Yeah. And let me just build on that just a little bit. And that is the Republican Party is not monolithic. And some of them who are supposedly moderates are chicken. For instance, Gallagher. Here, and he passes himself off as a moderate, but he hasn't come right out and said, we're going to pay our bills and I'll sign on to the discharge petition. I assume and I hope that what McCarthy is doing is trying to assemble at least 111, 12, 13, a majority of the Republicans. Remember, they have 223, 222. Republicans in their caucus, he needs at least half of them plus one to do a deal with the Democrats. But the other thing he needs is that, remember, to get the speakership through 15 votes, he had to agree that any one congressman can bring a motion to vacate the speakership. Just one. It used to be like 10 or 20%. One. Now, there are a lot of strange rangers. There are some sociopaths in that conference. I assume that what he's doing is going to them and saying, look, I know you're not going to vote for the deal, and you can badmouth me all you want, but don't bring a motion. But I'm afraid there are one or two that he may not be able to control. One of them is Guy Massey from Kentucky. He is a truly strange ranger. You just Google him. He'll make the hair on a monkey's back stand straight on end. What I'm hoping is that if some clown brings a motion to vacate the speakership, he can hold enough Republican votes that some Democrats will come in and vote for him just to keep him there. And why do I say that? Why don't I want to get rid of him? I do want to get rid of him. But if there's another speakership race, remember, they have the majority. Guess who the leading front runner is to be speaker? This is the inside baseball on their part. If McCarthy is tossed out. No, it's not Stephen Scalise, the number two guy from Louisiana. No. It's Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan. Now, he is a guy that would destroy the country. McCarthy's strength, if he has any, is his weakness. He's a gibbering idiot. He's frightened all the time. He should be frightened all the time. He'll do anything to hang on. He's like a monkey holding onto a branch. He doesn't want to slip. He'll do anything to hang on. That means he can be used. And I think Biden will use him. And I think that hopefully the Republican majority will use him. Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan may not be able to be used. And that would be a real problem. That would be a real problem. When it comes to things like the debt, then Biden would have to go 14th Amendment. And if 5-4 Clarence Thomas was bribed to say, no, you got to bankrupt the country. You know what you do? I think you either arrest them, take them to Guantanamo, or just ignore them the way Abraham Lincoln did. The final thing I'm going to say, this clown Tommy Tuberville in Alabama, who about a week ago said that white supremacists are just Americans. And he said a white supremacist is just a Trump Republican. He's a white supremacist himself. He is still holding up the promotions of 650 flag officers. In other words, admirals and generals. Demoralizing the submarine service, demoralizing the Navy, the Air Force, the Army. Hey, Van Orden, you clown, over in La Crosse, where are you, you clown? Gallagher, you clown, where are you? You claim you're what, for America? And the clown Tommy Tuberville, you don't even object to him? You don't even object to him saying that white supremacists are simply Trump Republicans? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? No, this is beyond disgusting. Beyond disgusting. The Republicans are knifing us, saying America is their hostage, saying it's not in their interest to help America and not in their interest to promote our senior military officers. They are betraying the United States. We come to the end of the show. I see you on the line. I'm sorry. It's too late. This show, call in tomorrow. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Sign off for today.
The line, it is drawn. The curse, it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last, for the times, they are a-changing. Last, for the times.
Turn your home into restricted airspace. Tell incoming flights you want them diverted.
The new Raid Essentials light trap plugs into the wall and uses light to attract, then trap, flying insects like fruit flies and mosquitoes. Its 24/7 continuous attraction provides insecticide-free protection that's people and pet-friendly. Consider air service interrupted. New Raid Essentials light trap. Insecticide-free protection.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
Over on.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media